This is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.
What do you do with a gift you can't use?
Like someone gave you an evening gown?
Very funny. No, someone gave me a sweater that doesn't fit. And rather than return it, I thought it would look great on another friend of mine. Can I give it to them?
Can I see it first?
I wasn't thinking of you. But seriously, Denny, gifts typically are about honoring the person receiving the gift. And I was honored by their gift to me. And I'm pleased to keep the honor. Just not the sweater.
Well, you better make sure that the giver never finds out that you gave it away, and you don't want the person who you re-gift to know it previously was a gift to you, because that could hurt their feelings.
Well, that is the convention, but it's deceptive. I think it would be honest and flattering if I wanted the gift to keep on giving.
Now, how would that work?
I honor the giver by thinking the gift as so special that it must be shared. That's it. That sweater is so beautiful that I had to give it to someone who could better display its beauty.
Why stop there? After the first regifter wears it a couple of times, they clean it and then pass it on to someone else along with the gift history. The original giver would then be honored by many rather than just by you.
So a new ethic for gift giving could be this. The gift that keeps being given is a gift that keeps on giving.
Is it better to give than receive? Give us your thoughts at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Or write to us, comment@ethicallyspeaking.org. This show is a co-production of the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana and the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support provided by the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.